If you had been here, our brother would never have died. Jesus did not reply, but simply wept. Jesus did not weep alone. He wept with Martha and Mary. Do we allow the Lord to weep with us in sorrows and trials and tribulations in our pains? Do we allow Jesus to listen to us as he listened to Martha and Mary? Martha replied, "I know my brother will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus tells Martha, "Yes." But Jesus emphasizes, "Do you live and believe in me?" Jesus not only has life, he is life because the Holy Spirit gives him life. His Spirit, this is the Spirit of Jesus. This is the Spirit Jesus wants us to receive. To encounter God is to experience God's love. Jesus wants Martha to understand, to experience not only love, but also to experience God himself. Jesus wants you too to experience his matchless love for each and every one of us. That leads us to faith, that leads us to hope, and leads us to love. Jesus reminds us today when he proclaimed and asked, "Am I the resurrection and the life? Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? Martha replied, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Son of the Lord, the Son of God, the one who is to come into the world." Jesus' encounter with Martha and Mary brings to mind the word mercy, the word peace, the word love. To experience God's mercy in our lives is to know and experience God's love. Tears cleanse the mind, the heart, and the soul, so that our response to God is simply, "Mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love and merciful care for each and every one of us. Create a new heart in me, O God, that I may know you, love you, and serve you with my life."